This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Innal hamdalillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Brothers and sisters and friends, welcome to this video. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon every single one of you. In this video, I'm going to be summarizing the linguistic and literary miraculous nature, or the linguistic and literary inimitability of the Quran's shortest chapter, Al-Kawthar, the Abundance. Here is a challenge. Take 10 words in any language, formulated into 3 lines or verses, and add any proposition or linguistic particle you see fit. Produce at least 27 rhetorical devices and literary features. At the same time, ensure it has a unique structure, is timelessly meaningful, and relates to themes within a book that it is part of, the size of which is over 70,000 words. Make sure 4 of its words are unique and never used again in the book. Ensure each line or verse ends with a rhyme created by words with the most optimal meanings. Make sure that these words are used only once in the 3 lines and not used anywhere else in the book. Ensure that the 3 lines concisely and eloquently semantically mirror the chapter before it, and they must formulate a profound response to an unplanned set of circumstances. You must use 10 letters in each line, and you can use them many times, but only 10 letters. And you must only use 10 letters once in the entire 3 lines. Throughout the whole piece, make sure you produce a semantically orientated rhythm without sacrificing any meaning. Do all of the above publicly in one attempt without revision or amendment, in absence of any formal training in eloquence and rhetoric. Impossible as this may seem, this is exactly what the Quran miraculously achieved in its shortest chapter, Al-Kawthar, the Abundance, and it was expressed through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was not known to have composed any poetry nor cultivated any special rhetorical gifts. For more detail and references, go to my essay that can be found on the Sapience Institute website, and the link can be found in the description below. Make sure you forward and share this video and you read the essay.